time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Since we will not be here tomorrow broadcasting live, we would not leave you hanging. It's a special edition of Abandoned Manitoba, and as always, we welcome Gordon Goldsborough from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce.
So what are we talking about this week?
We're going to visit a few buildings around Manitoba that would have been essential to a vehicle shown on the cover of my new book. Anyone who has seen the book will know that it shows an antique automobile, specifically a 1923 Ford Model T. And what it needed to operate was gasoline. You know, in a matter of speaking, the demand for gas at that time was exploding.
I, for one, thought that the horse and carriage was a fine idea. I don't know why we had to go horseless, but that's because the number of motorized vehicles on Manitoba's roads was increasing rapidly, wasn't it?
Oh boy, yeah. You know, in 1911, the first year for which I could find good statistics, there were 2,436 motorized vehicles registered for use on Manitoba's roads. This equated to one vehicle for every 187 people here. But that ratio decreased rapidly down to 46 people per car in 1916 and 16 people per car in 1921. In other words, the number of vehicles was increasing far faster than the number of people. By 1971, for example, the ratio was just 3 people per car, and well, today, who knows, it could be like 1 person per car.
A fad that really caught on.
Yeah, just a little bit. And through the 1910s and 20s, the entire industry developed to supply Manitoba vehicles with gas.
And where were we getting our gas back then?
Oh, the vast majority of it came from the United States in the form of crude oil. And of course, it had to be refined to extract gasoline. A number of Manitoba companies began importing oil and refining it. So, for example, back in 2019, here on Abandoned Manitoba, we talked about a petroleum refinery built by the Trump Oil Company.
Right.
No connection, by the way, to the former U.S. president. And that refinery began operating in 1934 in the vicinity of Morris. Here in Winnipeg, one of the earliest oil refineries was built in 1920 by something called the North Star Oil Company. It purchased crude oil from Texas and turned it into a variety of products, including lubricating oil and kerosene, in addition to gasoline. It sold 3 brands of gas called High Life, Red Star, and Royal. And initially, its gas was sold through a network of independent dealers. In time, however, North Star saw an advantage in selling gas directly to drivers, so around 1930, it began building service stations around Manitoba. One of the first was on 18th Street in Brandon and on Colony Street in Winnipeg, not far from the CBC studios here. In 1938, North Star greatly expanded its network of filling stations when it purchased a competing firm called the Prairie Cities Oil Company and thereby acquired its network of 11 gas stations around Winnipeg.
And I know you're interested in the fact that sometimes our stories, I have a personal connection
with
them. So this refinery that was built in 1920 by the North Star Oil Company, my father worked at until it closed in 1983.
Wow.
The Shell St. Boniface Refinery.
Incredible. Yes.
And so Prairie Cities Oil, and et cetera, I've never really heard of them.
Well, you know, through the years, most of the early companies involved in the petroleum industry went out of business or were acquired by other companies. So, for instance, you just mentioned that your dad worked at the North Star Refinery, and it was later known as the Shell Refinery. Well, in the case of North Star, it was purchased in 1962 by the Shell Oil Company, and the following year, 1963, it became Shell Oil of Canada. So, in a manner of speaking, North Star still exists today.
Right. So in the 20s and 30s, how many gas stations were there in Manitoba?
I don't have good stats for the entire province, but here in Winnipeg, which included only the main city core at that time, this was 1929, there were 103 filling stations. Now, contrast that with the situation today where there's almost no gas stations in the downtown area, most of them having moved to the suburbs. One of the most high-profile stations in downtown Winnipeg was the one at the corner of Portage and Main, operated by a company called the McCall Frontenac Oil Company under the brand name Red Indian.
Right.
That was another of the popular early brands of gas here in Manitoba. I found a map at the provincial archives that showed, as of 1934, all the towns where there was a Red Indian service station. There were 137 of them. This is 1934. Mm-hmm. They went as far north as Swan River. They went down to the U.S. border at Windy Gates. They were on the east at Sprague, and they were on the west at Elkhorn. Well, in short, they were everywhere. McCall Frontenac, which was a Canadian company, was eventually bought by an American firm in 1941, and in 1959, it was renamed Texaco Canada. That was in turn acquired by Imperial Oil in 1989, but by that time, the Red Indian brand name was long gone.
So are there any original gas stations from the 20s or 30s left in the province?
Well, thanks to one of the Manitoba Historical Society's dedicated researchers, Jordan Makachuk, we know about two of them here in Winnipeg. The oldest of the pair, dating from 1928, is on Academy Road. It was a service station for the British American Oil Company, later known more widely by its initials, BA. There were lots of BA stations around the province. The one on Academy was a very attractive brick and stone building. Originally, it had two service bays and two gas pumps out front. Mm-hmm. Today, the gas pumps are gone, but the two service bays are still there, supplemented by three more. And it remains an active car repair business called Academy Road Service. A somewhat younger filling station built on Nairn Avenue in 1935 by the North Star Oil Company had a single service bay and two gas pumps. It wasn't quite so attractive in its original state and, well, let's just say the years have not been kind to it. But the building itself still does have a connection to the auto industry in that it hosts a used car dealership. And there are a couple more former gasoline industry buildings in Winnipeg, but I suspect most people looking at them would never know.
Oh, how so?
Well, their original function was not for gasoline retailing. One of them is the original office building for the Prairie Cities Oil Company. It was built on Notre Dame Avenue in 1929, and it became the headquarters for the North Star Oil Company in 1938, when those two companies merged. Today, it's a generic-looking office building. You'd never be the wiser that it was a significant player in the early gas industry. The other building is on Alexander Avenue, just west of Arlington, a former cooperage of Imperial Oil.
Cooperage, cooper-like barrels.
Exactly right. It was a building where they manufactured and repaired metal barrels for storing and selling gas. Businessmen and farmers and others who wanted to buy larger volumes of gas could buy, you know, a barrel full of gas. And so they needed to make barrels to put the gas in. Mm. And so they had a long, narrow cooperage building on Alexander that they constructed in 1910. And what's kind of neat is that they actually had on the sort of top of the building sort of a runway where the finished barrels could roll across the street without barreling through traffic, so to speak, to a storage warehouse across the street. And that storage warehouse, incidentally, was destroyed by fire just back in August of this year.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, there must be lots of former gasoline buildings outside of Winnipeg.
You know, we found ones at Mellob, at Randolph, and at Whitemouth, but I'm positive this number is far short of the actual number of former filling stations around Manitoba. So if listeners know of other former gas stations, especially ones that are abandoned, please let me know by emailing me at Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, at mhs.mb.ca. And incidentally, for anyone interested in seeing artifacts from Manitoba's early gas industry, oh boy, a visit to Jim's Vintage Garages in Headingley is an absolute must.
Yes.
That museum is magnificent.
There used to be gas stations almost everywhere. I remember growing up, by the time you got to the corner of the block, there were three. Mm-hmm. We had the Texaco, the Esso, and the Shell within four blocks of each other.
Oh, and they would often occur in clusters, I think, just because for competitive purposes. You know, they would stake out a good location where a lot of drivers would naturally go. And of course, if one of the companies got there first, well, the others would look for a place nearby just so they could horn in on the business.
Yes.
So, and of course, the reality is now it's changed dramatically, so there's many fewer of them, and they're usually, you know, one here, and then there might be another one 5 miles away.
Yeah, you've got to plan out your fills.
You do, indeed.
Exactly. With a growing number of electric cars on the roads in Manitoba, there's going to be a lot fewer gas stations in the coming years, correct?
Oh, absolutely right. You know, at one time, not so long ago, it would have been unthinkable that gas-powered vehicles might disappear, and yet Less than a week ago, the federal government announced plans to require all new vehicles in Canada to be electric by 2035. That's just 12 years from now. And of course, this will require a major change in the service infrastructure, moving away from gas stations toward electric charging stations. So, you know, we might be seeing many more abandoned gas stations in the near future.
Thanks for that, Gordon.
You're welcome, Bruce.
So what's up for next week?
Well, the Manitoba Historical Society website has an area called Memorable Manitobans, where we provide short biographies of noteworthy people from the past. Next Saturday, I'm going to share with our listeners some of the many memorable people that we lost in 2023.
Well, we'll look forward to that. And thank you for coming in a day early on this holiday weekend. Thank you for all you do, and happy holidays.
And to you too, Bruce. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many